Chapter 22. Vulcan leaves. The alliance ended. Vulcan stepped off the dais, tendrils of ghostly warp matter still clinging to his armor. Warding sigils had been carved into the dark metal clanging under his feet and those of the Draugsward. A shiver of unease passed through him as he crossed the threshold of the dais, descending the steps into the Ironheart's teleportarium pit, and he gripped the talisman hung around his neck.
"Father,"
said Zaitos, and quickly came to the Primarch's side.
"It's nothing, Barrack," Vulcan replied. "An echo. No more than that."
He had felt something, though. A presence, and the malevolent regard of an unclean thing.
"Do you smell that?"
he asked, looking up at the servitors and engine seers toiling heedlessly in the dimly lit shadows. Zaitos shook his head.
"I smell ozone. The scent of hot metal."
Both were common during matter translation. Vulcan's eyes narrowed as if searching the chamber for something just beyond his sight.
"Not that," he said. "I smell decay, corruption."
Zaitos shared a concerned glance with Gargo and Abidemi, who joined them at the foot of the steps.
"We should be away from here," Vulcan told them, his voice thick.
"Vulcanus awaits us in the launch bay and should be ready to depart," said Gargo.
Vulcan nodded. He looked to Abidemi.
"Atok, go on ahead and ensure there are no delays."
Abidemi gave a curt nod himself and hurried to do his Primarch's bidding. As the others left the teleportarium in his wake, the foulness Vulcan had detected began to fade, as did the atonal droning from the arcane mechanism of the dais. A servitor barred the entry door to the launch bay. Abidemi stood in front of it, his back to Zaitos, Gargo, and Vulcan as they approached. An empty scabbard hung from Abidemi's belt, and he held a dragon-toothed blade in his hand.
"Step aside,"
he growled, advancing on the servitor. He raised Draucorus, about to cut the creature down.
"Hold, brother,"
called Zaitos, moving ahead of the others.
"What's all this?"
"It refuses us entry to the launch bay."
Zaitos turned his gaze on it.
"Speak, creature. Why can we not pass?"
As Vulcan reached them, the servitor knelt, and its jaws distended to reveal the iris of a hololithic projector embedded into its mouth.
"I think we are about to have our answer, Barrack."
Mechanisms implanted in the servitor's body clicked and whirred with sudden activation. An image stuttered to life, spilling from its mouth in a grainy cone of grey light.
"Vulcan!"
Medjuson stood before them, speaking from the bridge of the Iron Heart. In the background, just hinted at by the expanse of the oculus, the battle had begun anew.
"I'm sorry I cannot bid you farewell in person," he said. "But the Sons of Horus are regathering their forces, and we must strike at them before they are ready to re-engage. The way is open, and you have my leave to depart. It has been an honour, Lord Primarch."
"His leave?"
muttered Zaitos, low enough so that only his comrades could hear him. He bit back his anger behind a barricade of teeth. Vulcan did not react to the mild impertinence, but instead was gracious.
"The honour is mine, Warleader Medjuson. You have saved us more than once, and have my profound gratitude for your service."
"Perhaps I will meet you again at Terra,"
Medjuson replied, cutting off the feed. The projection went dark, the servitor rising and standing aside, having completed its allotted task.
"Perhaps," said Vulcan to the shadows.
The door to the launch bay parted.
"He kept us here for that?"
asked Zaitos. Distant thunder tolled across the deck as the Ironheart's guns spoke.
"Battle comes," said Vulcan. "Let us be away from here."
It's ill to flee from a fight,"
said Abidemi, faultlessly honest. Vulcan put a hand on his shoulder, looking him in the eye.
"None here feel any different, my son. But our path does not end on the Ironheart, and we must follow it again."
"To where then, father?"
asked Gargo. Vulcan turned so he could regard them all.
"To Caldera. To the Eldritch Gate, Ferris and I left behind.
A flight-ready gunship awaited the salamanders in the launch bay. Medjuson, true to his word. Vulcanis purred in its docking cradle, eager to be loose. Vulcan and his warriors boarded without incident. Gargo took the pilot's throne, and the others sat silently in the troop hold. The Ironheart's guns still sounded as the launch bay doors opened, venting the air even as they admitted the cold of the void. The thunderous retorts were distant, merely ranging shots, a second engagement not far off. The ready lumen flared red to green, and they were away, spearing into the darkness with engines at full burn. None challenged them. The battleships and their escorts had fiercer enemies to concern them. No one cared about a lone gunship angling for the breach in the line.
"They have passed through the blockade," said Org,
his attention on the hololith display and the departing icon representing the Vulcanis. Matched against the great warships it barely registered, but Org saw it. He saw much.
"And so ends our alliance with the Primarch," replied Medjuson.
"You sound bitter, Warleader," noted Org.
"I am sanguine enough, Ironfather."
Medjuson never moved from the oculus.
"Besides, I have no time for bitterness. I have a war to fight, and win."
"We could hold them here," suggested Mikosa. "Keep them at arm's length and slowly break them apart with our guns."
Medjuson shook his head.
"That will take too long. The renegades have enough strength remaining to make this awkward if we allow it."
He paused to consider his plan. His eyes drank in every detail afforded by the oculus. The Iron Hands had effectively enveloped the surviving Sons of Horus ships. They even had the Horus Triumphant amalgamated with their fleet. Overall fighting strength had been tipped in their favour. Distance remained a factor, however, with the Iron Hands dispersed over a huge tranche of the void, whereas the Renegades had regrouped into a much tighter formation. A large number of enemy ships still opposed the Iron Tenth and showed no signs of capitulation.
"We attack in two wings and make the most of our positioning. As soon as the first wing has engaged, the second moves in. The Sons of Horus will face an attack on two sides. Our refused flank will then..."
A shriek of vox distortion interrupted him. Several members of the mortal crew grimaced as Medjuson and Mikosa regarded the vox hailer that served the bridge. Org looked to the master of vox, a grizzled man with a balding pate, dark stubble around his chin and cheeks, his left ear a bionic.
"Malfunction, Baylor?"
Org asked.
"No, Lord. The signal is external to the Ironheart. It is coming from the Renegade fleet."
"Perhaps they wish to surrender,"
suggested Mikosa dryly. Medjuson did not answer. He barely heard him.
"What is this now?"
he whispered to himself instead, as a familiar voice crackled across the feed.
"Medjuson! This is a message for the beggar lord known as Shadrach Medjuson."
"This again?"
snapped Mikosa.
"He goads us, Warleader."
"He goads me."
The recording continued, as it had before, declaring Mar's intent, mocking Medjuson's prowess, signing his death warrant.
"Silence it!"
demanded Org, the master of Vox already trying and failing to root out the infiltration and end it. Org stepped from his post to advance on Baylor and the Vox station.
"Do it or I shall!"
And then something happened that had not happened before, and everyone stopped what they were doing to listen.
"You have made a fight of it," said Mar,
breaking from the script.
"I salute you for that, Medjuson. It is you, isn't it? I hope so. I thought our paths had crossed before, but you proved elusive. This time I think it is you. Yes, no need to answer. You are here. So am I. Shall we finish this, then? Or are you just a beggar lord after all?"
The message ended, and the vox returned to normal.
"How?"
demanded Medjuson. The master of vox shook his head, unable to explain.
"Org!"
snapped Medjuson. The Iron Father had shuffled Baylor aside to conduct his own investigation into how the Iron Heart's communications had been so routinely hijacked.
"I have no answer at this time."
"Is it him?"
Again Org interrogated the signal, then performed a swift analysis.
I am reading a ship's ident that was not present before, he said.
Medjuson said nothing. He glared. Org turned to face him, looking up from the Vox station.
It is the Lupercal Pursuivant. A false signal, it must be, said Makosa, but without confidence. If they can breach our Vox, what else are they capable of? It's definitely the ship, Org replied. I am in no doubt. It cannot be a coincidence.
Medjuson had turned back to the Oculus, as if by sight alone he could cut to the truth of it. To goad us just as Vulcan leaves. How could he have known, Org? Why wouldn't he have stopped him?
Because he doesn't want Vulcan. He wants you, my brother.
It is him, said Medjuson, nodding.
He wants you to engage, War Leader, said Org. We should obliterate the fleet from distance. Wound them and then withdraw, and let him escape again.
Medjuson shook his head. I can't allow that, Org. He's here, now. I must end him. End this, for good. We cannot be the Iron Tenth until he is dead.
We are the Tenth, Medjuson. You forged us thusly, said Org. It's not logical to engage at close quarters.
I'm sorry, old friend, but if there's even a chance, he will slip by us. It's not about logic anymore. This is something more primal than that.
You want to kill him yourself, said Org.
And the mild rebuke in his tone saw Medjuson turn and give him a warning glance.
I will kill him, Org.
I will do it to save this Legion. You said yourself the Legion must survive. It will not, unless Tybalt Marr is a festering corpse, his neck severed at the edge of my blade.
Then cripple his ship first, destroy his outriders and sunder his fleet, said Org. And when he has nowhere to turn, then we kill him. Then you kill him.
Medjuson waited silently for a few seconds, then nodded. You're right, Org. My humours are getting the better of me. He addressed Makosa.
All ships to engage from distance. Let's crack them open on our long guns and fight a war of attrition. It's what we Iron Tenth excel at.
Makosa relayed the orders, as Medjuson and Org shared a glance before the War Leader returned to the Oculus. He could not deny the logic, but he would not allow Mar to escape. This ended now. Him dead or me, thought Medjuson.